This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, the MUT accounting students welcome unqualified audit outcome and kuvalwe N1 ngenxa yengozi ebandakanya iloli lithwala amakhemikhali. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. The accounting students at Mangosuthu University of Technology have welcomed the institution's unqualified audit opinion, saying it boosts confidence among students, parents, and key stakeholders, including the Department of Higher Education and Training. They noted that the clean audits reflect the university's commitment to responsible governance and sound financial management and will likely strengthen MUT's reputation with the funding agencies, donors, international partners, and industry. Students also highlighted the impractical impact, stating that strong financial controls provide assurance that NSFAS and other students support bodies can trust the university's processes, ensuring allowances and funding are administered properly. The feedback underscores how students are actively tracking governance standards and view financial accountability as central to the university's credibility. In other news, kubikwa ukuthi kuvalwe thaqa umgwaqo omkhulu N1 ngenxa yengozi ebandakanya iloli elithwala amakhemikhali ayingozi. Umzila ka N1 oya enyakatho evalwe Bears New Day Drive, kanti umzila oya eningizimu uvaliwe eMalibongwe Drive. Amaphoyisa kamasipala waseGoli athi leli loli lithwala udizili nemoto encane. Uyedwa ushonile, kodwa uyaqhubeka umsebenzi wokuhlola isimo. Amaphoyisa aveza ukuthi libonakala uketshezi oluvuza okuncane, kodwa akukho ukuchitheka okukhulu okusabonakele kwamanje. Abashayeli bayacelwa ukuba bayigweme ngokuphelele le ndawo, futhi basebenzise imizila ehlukile njengoHans Schoeman Street nePresident Foshay Road, noma imile mizila emikhulu engaphandle kwedolobha ukuze kuncishiswe ukubambezeleka okukhulu. Kuzolandela imininingwane yengeziwe njengoba indawo ihlanzwa.
I-JMPD ithe njengesinyathelo esiqinile sokuphepha imizila yomgwaqo omkhulu kuzo zombili izinhlangothi phakathi kwe-Bias Node Drive neMalibongwe Drive ivaliwe ngokuphelele ukuze kulawulwe indawo yengozi futhi kuqinisekiswe ukuphepha komphakathi. Abashayeli bayacelwa ukuba bayigweme ngokuphelele le ndawo futhi basebenzise imizila ehlukile njenge-Hans Schumann Street ne-President Foshay Road, noma imizila emikhulu engaphandle kwedolobha njenge-Verkopen Road noma i Reporter Road ukuze kuncishiswe ukubambezeleka okukhulu. Izindaba ze MUT Radio ngingu-Awethu Kelese.
And finally, the American football star Travis Kelce has described his early July wedding to pop sensation Taylor Swift as the best night of my life after the couple tied the knots over 2 days of celebration at Madison Square Garden in New York on July 2 and 3. The 36-year-olds kept the event largely under wrap, with no images released and confirmation only coming later through Swift's spokeswoman and a message on the venue screen. The ceremony was officiated by actor Adam Sandler, with the couple dressed by Jonathan Anderson for Christian Dior and Swift in Louboutin shoes. Around 1,000 guests, including several celebrities, attended, prompting street closures and a heavy police presence that costed the couple $160,000 in city fees. Details remain scarce through AMC Chief Adam Aaron briefly, though AMC Chief Adam Aaron briefly posted, then deleted, a note calling the vows personal, emotional, and charming. The pair went public with their relationship 2 years ago and announced their engagement in August 2025. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MET accounting students welcome unqualified audit outcome and kuvalwe N1 ngenxa yengozi ebandakanya iloli elithwala amakhemikhali. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock on the Hangout Show. For MET Radio News, I am Qhakazile Shinga.
This is an MET Radio podcast.